Title: Basic Call and Response Base Beginner. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a super solid, beginner-friendly drum and bass bassline in Ableton Live using a simple idea that works in basically every substyle: call and response. Here's the concept in plain English. The call is your main bass phrase, the hook people remember. The response is the answer that comes right after it. When you loop those two together, your bassline feels like it's talking. That's the secret to getting that rolling, alive vibe, without needing a crazy complicated pattern. And we're going to do it the clean DNB way. One track for sub that stays stable, and one track for mid bass that does the personality and movement. Step 0, quick session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's the classic DNB zone, and it makes the timing of your sidechain and groove land where you expect. Go into arrangement view and set up a 16-bar loop. Even though we're writing a 2-bar idea, hearing it repeat over 16 bars helps you catch loop fatigue early, where something sounds cool once, but annoying by the 10th time. Now get some drums running. Keep it basic. Kick on beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4. Hats are optional, but even a simple hat loop helps you feel where the bass should dance. If your drums are too empty, don't overthink it. Drop a temporary drum rack hit and just to guide the groove. You can replace everything later. Now let's build the sub. This is your foundation. Create a new MIDI track and name it sub. Mono. Load operator. In operator, we're keeping it simple. Oscillator is a sine wave. That's it. Sine equals clean weight. After operator, at EQ8, put a low pass around 120 to 150 Hz. Gentle slope is fine. The goal is nothing buzzy, nothing clicky, just the low end. If it feels boxy, you can make a small cut around 200 to 300, but don't get too surgical yet. Then add saturator, very subtle. Put it in analog clip mode and drive it maybe plus 1 to plus 3 dB. This isn't to make it distorted. It's to add just enough harmonics that the sub holds up on real speakers. If your meter starts clipping, bring the output down. Finally, add utility at the end and make it mono, width at 0%. This is non-negotiable for most DNB. Mono sub equals stable sub in clubs. Cool, that's the weight. Now let's build the mid-bass call sound. This is where the character lives. Create a second MIDI track. Name it mid-bass call. Load wave-eatable. If you don't have wave-eatable, analog can work too, but wave-eatable is great for modern DNB because it gives you that rich mid-range quickly. Pick a sawish wave-eatable or anything basic that has some bite. Turn on unison, but don't go crazy. 2 to 4 voices is plenty. Too much unison makes your bass wide and messy, especially in the low mids. Turn on the filter, choose LP24, and start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. We're not locking it in yet because we'll use that filter for movement, especially on the response. Now build a simple processing chain after wave-eatable. First, EQ8, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. This is important. We are intentionally leaving the sub to the sub track. If you don't high pass the mid, you'll get that two basses fighting thing and your low end will feel weaker, not stronger. If it's muddy, try a small dip around 300 to 500. Next, add saturator. Here you can push harder. Try plus 3 to plus 8 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. Saturation is your best friend for making the bass audible on small speakers because it creates harmonics in the mid-range. Then add auto filter. Low pass again. This is your movement device. You can use envelope amount or an LFO for a subtle wobble. Keep wobble slow. 1/8 or 1/4 note rates are good starting points. But even if you use zero LFO, we can automate the cutoff to create that call versus response contrast. Now we write the call phrase. 1 bar. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on the mid-bass track. Pick a key. I'll use F minor as an example because it's a classic dark DNB vibe, but you can use anything. Now, before we place notes, here's a coach tip that will save you time. Assign roles. The sub is allowed to do pitch and weight. The mid is allowed to do rhythm and attitude. If you keep that rule, you stop trying to make one sound do everything. For the call, keep it simple and memorable. Think of it like a short sentence. You can do a root-heavy roll like F, F, rest, F, or a simple hook like F to ab back to F, or a passing tone like F, G, ab, back to F. Rhythm-wise, here's a classic rolling placement. Put notes on the start of the bar, then a syncopated hit just after beat 2, then something around beat 3, and another syncopated hit late in the bar. If you like specific Ableton grid positions, you can try notes around 1.1, then 1.2.2, then 1.3, then 1.4.2. But the bigger idea is this: leave space around the snare. In drum and bass, the snare on 2 and 4 is sacred. If your bass is smashing exactly on top of that snare at full volume, it can feel like the track is arguing with itself. So as a beginner hack, create snare protection zones. If you see a bass note overlapping right on beat 2 or beat 4, shorten it by a 16th, or move it slightly so the snare gets to punch through. Also, don't ignore velocity, even on bass. If every note is that exact same velocity, it can feel robotic. Make your main accent slightly stronger, and make your in-between notes a bit lighter. That alone can turn a boring loop into a groove. Now we create the response. This is bar 2. Duplicate your MIDI clip so it's 2 bars long. Bar 1 stays the call. Bar 2 becomes the response. The response needs contrast. The easiest ways to create contrast are: change the rhythm, change the pitch, or change the tone. The best results usually combine two of those, but we'll keep it beginner-friendly. Option 1. Same notes, different rhythm. Make bar 2 a little busier, maybe add a short burst of 16th notes, then stop, so it doesn't turn into non-stop noise. Option 2. Same rhythm, but a pitch lift. This audio version is shortened for playback.